love running, or maybe you're thinking about starting to run, whether it's for exercise, recreation, or maybe you're getting ready for that local 5 or 10K, join Sean and Jason, two average guys who talk about the sport they love here on the Average Runner Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Average Runner Podcast. It is just me today. Jason's hopefully going to join me on the next episode. I know we kind of mentioned, I don't know if it was in one of my short casts or the last episode, but it's tough with scheduling. We like to record here. I have two mics set up here. It's a little easier that way. Plus, he has some bandwidth issues at his house, so sometimes it makes for a smooth recording and sometimes not so smooth recording. So I know we had a ditch one episode once just because of some actually issues on my end. But anyways, hopefully we'll get Jason back here to join me on the next episode, which I don't know when that'll be. Another thing that kind of stinks with the podcast is that I would love to have more of a scheduled release time, maybe every other week or something. But unfortunately, you know, being average runners and guys that are married, kids and work and just everything that comes along with that, it's tough to get out and run sometimes, but it's even tougher to nail down recording a podcast at times. So that's why I like to try and get these ones out, because I want to, you know, I have fun doing this, and sometimes it's easier if I just come up here and record something real quick. So, but a few things I want to talk about on this episode, and one is really a question for you guys, the listeners. We would love to know, like, what is it that got you started running? Why do you run now? Is it the same reason that you started? Was it health reasons, just recreational, just kind of introducing it into maybe some of your other activities? Maybe you're a cyclist. I know a lot of runners will try to hop on a bike maybe once in a while to just kind of get a little cross training in on those off days of running. Maybe that's how it happened in the reverse way. But what is it? What keeps you, what got you out there running? We'd love to hear about that. I know, you know, we kind of touched upon that in episode one. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I mean, really the short and quick of it is, for me, it was kind of a challenge. Talking with some friends, and they were going to do a race that summer. And I mentioned maybe I would do it. And I was met by one of them saying, "You're going to do it." And again, I didn't know how to take that. Was it they didn't think I could physically do it, or did they think I just physically wouldn't sign up and do it because they just didn't think I would? I took that as a challenge that I couldn't do it, and that was the beginning of the getting the ball rolling for me and my running. I fell in love with it. So, and I know Jason did some running in high school on track, and then kind of got back into it with some fun runs, and then with me doing it and being friends, we just kind of both motivated each other to keep going. So, but what got you started? What was the thing that got you out the door the first time to lace up the sneakers and start running? And what are some of the things that get you out there on those days that maybe it's just too hot, or maybe you just wake up and you're like, "I don't really feel like going out there," but you know you should, whether it's for, you know, something you're training for, or if you're not someone that runs races, but you just like to have a routine, what is it that gets you out there? What's the motivation? There's a number of different things that get me out there on the days where I don't want to go. And that happens. As much as I love running, there are those days where I don't want to go out. I need a little bit of a push. And whether that comes from somebody running by my house and I see them out the front window and I'm a little jealous that they got themselves out. Maybe it's somebody I see online, somebody on Strava that I follow that just went out and got a good run in or something. Sometimes that's what I need. Or, you know, Jason and I are both morning runners, before work runners. And there's times where I see he just went out and I'm like, "Oh, I got to get out there." So, but it's tough. You know, sometimes it's weather related. It's been really hot and humid this summer here in the U.S. and it's been kind of tough for some of us to get out there. And maybe you don't get out and hit it as hard as you would if it was a little cooler or the humidity wasn't so bad. But just getting out there is something to be, you know, be proud of that day to face that humidity that just sucks to run in. But so what gets you through it? What gets you out there motivated? Let us know. And lastly, question for you guys, the listeners, is what are some of your goals, some of your challenges? Do you have, You know, are you just trying to maybe increase your mileage just for yourself, which is a great reason to do it? Or is it a race? Do you have a 5K that you're going to do? Or are you training for your first, you know, 10K, which around here, there's not a lot of 10Ks, more so it's a ton of 5Ks, but maybe you're doing your first half marathon. Maybe you're doing your first marathon. Let us know. I've talked to some people and, you know, after I did my marathon, they're like, oh, that's awesome. You know, I've only ran a half marathon. I don't know why people sell themselves short with that. I mean, a half marathon is no joke. It's nothing to shake a stick at. I mean, that is a respectable distance to be running. And I mean, I love the half marathon and, it's tough, you know, it can be a tough race depending on how you're running it. But either way, I don't know why so many people say that. And it's, I don't know, it's just weird. It's, 13.1 miles. That's definitely a good distance to be running. I would say that's probably, from what I see and just hear people, that's like the growing distance that a lot of people like to run. Like half marathons are huge. But anyways, let us know what are some of the things that you're, shooting for. Maybe you're doing an ultra, maybe you're doing a 50K or something. I know that's something that I wanted to do myself. Schedules change and that's kind of not in the picture this year, but I'm hoping next year to find something that I really want to do. But that's one of my goals, is to run a 50K. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and I really would like to get some feedback from you guys, is injuries. You know, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with not only the specific injury, but how do you deal with that time off from doing the thing that we all, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you love doing, and that's running. You know, how do you deal with that time off? It is a bummer. I know that, speaking from experience, and I'm kind of in that situation right now. Hopefully going to get off the injured reserve list, but how do you keep positive during that time? What do you do physically to maybe keep, you know, the exercise going, to make sure that you're active when you can't run? For me, it's been difficult at times. Well, let's step back a little bit. I guess there's like kind of two different types of injuries. Off the top of my head, there's like a preventative injury. So it's something that maybe wouldn't have happened if you would have done something differently building up to that run or race. And I definitely have had that. That was my marathon. And I'm going to touch on that in a second. But there's also just the accident, you know, something that's unpreventable, something that's unforeseen that's going to happen. And that's what I'm dealing with right now, something that happened. But to go back with the preventable injury with the marathon, you know, on this show, we've said we don't want to be like, we are not experts. We're not trainers, nutritionists, doctors, anything like that. So we're never going to be like, this is what you need to do. But unless it's something obvious that we all know, and I think the obvious thing is that as runners, a lot of us don't do anything but run, but I think a lot of us know that that's not the right approach, that we need to do some sort of strength training, something else other than just running, because the body works together in so many ways that doing some strength training definitely will help prevent you from injury and make you a stronger runner in general, not only physically, but with some speed and maybe increasing your distance and stuff when you have a stronger, for me, the core. That was my preventative maintenance I should have been doing. I knew I should have been doing it and I didn't do it and I paid for it. And that's where I got that preventable injury from the marathon. I should have been doing some core exercise, and I found out later, after a few weeks after the marathon of running with pain, that something wasn't right. And I put it off for a while, hoping that maybe I could do that thing that I think a lot of us are guilty of, running through it, which is not a good idea. I finally went to a sports medicine, a physical therapist, and I was there for about a month. And very quickly, my first assessment was, yeah, your core is pretty weak. They had me do some planking and some other exercises, and I just had a really, really hard time with it. And I had a hard time even accepting it. To myself, I was like, I just ran 26 miles, but yet you're saying I'm weak in the core. And it was true. So after a few weeks of going and doing the exercises that they've taught me to do, and every time I would go, and I will admit, I didn't want to go. It kind of like interfered with scheduling. I'd come home from work, shower, and then go. So it was kind of a pain in the butt. But they really worked me hard, and I liked that. And every time I would go, at each visit, they would add a little bit more on. So I would go through my routine that they taught me, and then they'd add something else. And then the following week, add something else, and then add something else, until I had, really it's about a 20 to 25 minute workout that I should be doing every day, to strengthen core muscles. And I'm not talking like crunches for my abs, I had heard somewhere like those are just like your vanity muscles. You know, those are the ones that look good in the pictures, but they're not the things that are going to support you in your run. You know, there's other core muscles you got to hit in your glutes that are really going to help propel you as a runner. So that is something that I learned, obviously, the hard way. You know, I made it through the marathon, but I think I could have done even better if I would have been doing those kinds of things beforehand. So I've been doing that. I've been working on it. I feel better as a runner myself. And to be honest, like the past month or so, about a month and a half, my running's really, for me personally, kind of taken off and gotten really, I've been feeling really good about my running. Not only my times have increased, or I guess you could say decreased, but just feeling all overall generally better. You know, I still get sore. You're going to have soreness, especially when you push it. But there's a difference between sore and being in pain. And the pain isn't there that I was dealing with. That's gone. It's now soreness sometimes just from pushing a little bit. But, it's really paid off. My distances have been picking up again since the marathon. I've had a couple 18 milers, some 15s, some 8 mile trail runs locally. There's some Rails to Trails, which is basically an old railway system that's no longer in use. They pull up the rails, they pull up the ties, and it's just like grass and dirt and uneven. And that's what I have for local trails. And I will insert here, we'll talk about this on the next episode with Jason. I don't want to get into it, but Jason and I did take a little road trip a few weeks ago to the mountains here in New York and border PA, and did some mountain trail running, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. But I've been able to do that stuff and come out injury free, and so it really paid off for me, and I've been feeling really good. And last weekend I set out, it was a week ago today, set out for another 18 mile run. I was actually hoping to hit 20 miles, and this is when you get those unpreventable injuries. I was running along the Niagara River here, and there's a beautiful bike path that goes along it. But when I'm taking my long runs, there's times where I'll run on the grass right alongside of it, just for to take a little bit more of the impact off. And at one point, about 10 miles in, I just happened to step into a little dip in the lawn. It was not a hole, but it was definitely a low spot that I didn't see. And I guess you'd say I overextended my foot and my Achilles, and didn't feel a pop or a tear, but definitely felt like, ooh, that's, you get that thing and you go, yeah, that's going to hurt later. I'm definitely gonna be paying for it. And that's what happened to me. And I was 10 miles in and I had 8 miles to get home. I could have probably called my wife to pick me up. But at that point, it was still just, oh, that's going to hurt later. It's a little uncomfortable, but it wasn't excruciating or anything like that. And it never got excruciating. But after I got home, sat around for a little bit, the swelling started, and so I tried icing it for a few days, and that definitely took the swelling down. And now I'm pretty much where I don't even really notice it. So I took the week off, and again, this was one of those unpreventable injuries that just kind of crept up and happened, and it really sucked. Taking this week off, things are going good, and then boom, you're sidelined. So this week was a little tough not being able to get out there and run. But I've mentioned before that over at Google Plus, there's a really great running community over there. And it's very supportive, very encouraging. There's challenges. There is another little subgroup that's made up. It's called G Plus Fun Runs, and there's challenges and stuff. And I don't want to talk too much about it right now because it is something I'm going to touch upon in a few weeks. I actually have a guest lined up to come on and really kind of talk about it. So if you're from that community and you're listening to this, you may have an idea of who I'm talking about. And I'm really, really excited about it. It's a really encouraging, inspiring person that's over there at the Google Plus running community. But that's helped out. There was a challenge, We Care Run. And it was basically everyone kind of like just, you know, hashtagging their runs for all the people like myself that were sidelined this week and couldn't run. So it was really cool. Nobody over there is... everybody is really cool over there and just encouraging, supportive of people's runs, good ones, bad ones, when people are down, when they have, you know, they hit their PRs, very encouraging community over there. So that's kind of helped me through the week. And another thing, which may seem a little counterproductive if you think about it, but for me, it helps. I've been watching a lot of running videos. And I have some documentary movies that I have that I like to watch. Unbreakable, the Western States 100. It's a great documentary. But there's a ton of stuff on YouTube. And if you're familiar with Salomon brand that makes a lot of outdoor equipment, they have a lot of trail running shoes, and they have a running team for Salomon. There's just crazy amazing runners on that team, and I think Max King just joined it a few months ago, maybe earlier. He's on Team Salomon now, and but anyways, they have a YouTube channel with these little 2 minute to 13 minute videos that they do. Production is amazing. They're in HD if you want to watch them in HD. And so I've been watching those when I'm, you know, sitting in the living room, maybe folding some laundry, or in the kitchen, clean up after dinner, getting ready for work's lunch the next day. I'll throw them on my tablet. So that kind of helps me. Like I said, maybe someone will be like, "Well, why you're watching videos and you can't run?" But it just reminds me of why I'm taking the rest off. I mean, I could have gone out and ran this week, but it would not have been the smart thing to do, and could have actually prolonged this injury and made it worse. So, but watching these things just gets me motivated to get healthier and to take the time off so I can get out there and start running again. So, again, what are some of the things that helps get you guys through the week, weeks, months, whatever it is, however long it is that you're off, when you can't get out there because of an injury, or just even maybe just scheduling, you just can't get out there. I mean, I know we've talked about, Jason and I, you know, if you can find the time, you just got to maybe get up earlier. But I mean, if you're traveling or whatever the reason, sometimes you just can't get out. But how do you deal with that kind of thing? And lastly, to talk about maybe guests on the show, I doubt we're ever going to have any of the like huge big names on the show of, you know, famous runners and stuff like that. But what I really would, you know, and I've got some people lined up, is just people like Jason and myself and, you know, you guys listeners, just, you know, average people that get out there and run. Again, to kind of touch on the name of the podcast, the Average Runner Podcast, whatever your distance is, whatever your speed is, whether you do races, you don't do races, whatever, it's not about that. We're all in the same. It's just, we all love running. We like talking about running and maybe want to share tips and stuff like that of what we do and what, hey, I did this and doesn't work. That's really what the name Average Runner is. We're not elites, but I think some of the guests that we have on, I would consider as average runner elites. You know, they fit that kind of category for me. So those are the people I want to have on occasionally on the show. I know we have a show lined up, a guest already lined up for it, where we're going to talk a little bit about running applications, you know, on your phone. Not everybody has a GPS watch. Not everyone can afford them. You know, they can be kind of pricey. I was lucky enough to find one on sale, and I waited some time for it, you know. And I used my phone for about 2 years, and I still carry my phone. I never leave without my phone, only because if what happened to me last week, if it would have been worse, where I felt that pop or that tear, or I just couldn't run, I could at least, have called my wife or called, you know, my parents or somebody, a friend, to maybe come and help me out or whatever. So even though I have the GPS TomTom watch, I always carry my phone for that reason. But there's a lot of applications out there. They all have good points, bad points. Some I like better than others. Obviously, I post my Strava on our website. So I really do love Strava. I think it's a great application, but there's a bunch on there. So I'm planning to have my friend Steven on to kind of talk a little bit about that and also share a little bit of his running story. That's the other thing, you know, I'd like to hear some people, you know, just kind of talk about what they got into and what they're up to and kind of relate to all of us. And as I mentioned with the Google Plus communities, I do have somebody from over there, lined up to come on the show. It's just a scheduling thing, you know, it's just a matter of when we can, hook up and, get that recorded. But that's another one I'm really, really excited about. And if you're not familiar with Google Plus community, all you gotta do is go to Google Plus. If you have a Gmail account, you can already get in there and check out the running community over there. Very supportive. I like it. I like it a lot. As I've mentioned, I'm on Facebook. I don't use it as much. It's, I guess it's just different purposes, but, so I'm looking forward to that guest coming on as well. Like I said, I'm hoping that's going to happen maybe in the next couple weeks. I'm hoping to actually have them both on within the next month. So maybe we'll spread out the release for those. But, anyways, guys, that's pretty much going to wrap up. I'm sure I'll think of something I wanted to say, after I stop recording, but I'm doing this one with no show notes. So I apologize about the rambling. If you've been listening to this, you know, or any of my other podcasts, you know, I tend to be the king of rambling. So maybe I should switch my Twitter handle from @ThrowbackReview to, @RamblingRunner, something like that. There in the show notes will be links to every way you can get a hold of us. I don't remember the phone number offhand, but we do have a number you can call at any time and leave a voice message. I'll put that in the show notes as well. If you go to the website, theaverageRunnerPodcast.com, there is a link to contact us, which has all the information there. But you can send us an email, theaverageRunnerPodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know what got you running, what keeps you running, what motivates you to run, what are some of your goals, and how do you deal with the injury? How do you prevent the injuries or when it happens? What do you do to kind of not go crazy that much when you're not able to get out and run? And just let us know what you think of the show. We'd love to hear from you. That's one thing when we started this podcast, Jason and I, it wasn't just so much a venue for us to kind of talk about running ourselves, but also we want to be able to, you know, have interactions with listeners and kind of build our own little community where we can share, like I said, tips and things that we, you know, found are useful for us and maybe things that aren't. Or if you see, I posted a couple weeks ago, my quote shortcast, and it was called Cheap Hydration. And that was, if you haven't listened to that one, it was just basically, I picked up a deal I couldn't pass up. It was a $15 hydration backpack. So I kind of reviewed, not that specifically, but just the idea of picking up some cheaper gear. And before you spend all that money on it, like a $150 hydration pack from one of the big companies, which I will say I will be doing in the near future. It's just a matter of saving up the money. But I've got probably 200 miles with that backpack that I talked about already. And it's served me well. But I, you know, now I know that it's something that will work for me. I want something that's constructed a little better material-wise and made more for a actual runner. So let us know. Send us some feedback with maybe some tips on things that you've got that are a little more affordable for everybody to use. Things that you might find out that work for you. But @ThrowbackReview, that's me on Twitter. That's kind of tied back to another podcast I do, Throwback Reviews Podcast. It's a show I do with my friend Rob O'Hara, and we just rewatch 80s movies, and just it's an excuse to just kind of get together and talk about them. And throwbacknetwork.net, I don't think I've ever mentioned it. It's a network that, again, with my co-host Rob O'Hara, we started about a year and a half or so ago. And if you're into retro things, computers, games, movies, shows, head over there. We've got, it's a website for retro podcast. The Average Runner Podcast is a sponsor of the Throwback Network. So you can head over there and check out some more shows. And like I said, throwbackreviews.com, that's another show I do. Okay, guys, I am, again, rambling on. So I will put the number to contact us if you want. If you could, if you're on iTunes, if you can leave us a review, we totally would appreciate that. Just helps other people find our show that may be interested in what we're talking about. And if you can spread the word, that would be great. But anyways, we look forward to hearing from you guys. Please send us some feedback. Let us know, some feedback and all that stuff we talked about today. And, hopefully we'll get those interviews out pretty soon. All right, guys, till next time. Thanks for listening.